You're listening to 91.7 KXT. I'm Joe Cazera. Hayes Carl has been called a very important figure in the resurgence of the Texas songwriter. He released his debut album, Flowers and Liquor, in 2002. His second album, Little Rock, released on his own Highway 87 label, was the very first self-released album ever to reach number one on the Americana charts. His new album is called K-Mag Yo-Yo. He's been nominated this year for Americana Artist of the Year, and he's back in town to visit us. He'll be playing tomorrow night at the House of Blues here in Dallas. Welcome back, Hayes. Thanks for dropping by again.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, we're going to ask you to play a song, but what is a degenerate love song?
I came up with that term because I would write these songs about people falling in love or having a hard time with it, but they were generally sort of people who were a mess in one way or another. You know, they were the guys at closing time at the bar who'd been striking out all their life, or people that had just, you know, the chips hadn't fallen the right way for them over their life, so it was just love songs for drinkers and degenerates.
What are we gonna hear first?
This is a song called Stomp and Holler. Oh, little Johnny Walker caught a bullet last night, running from the guitar store. He took a left down the alley, guess he should've gone right. Now he ain't taking nothing no more, more, more. Everybody knows it's a hard time living with the hate and the greed. Most folks earn what they get for a living, others just steal what they need. Down on the corner, already talking how they gonna cut that tape. I'm out here just working for a dollar. All I want to do is stomp and holler. Oh, 18 years, that's a long old time to be sitting face down, stoned in the alley, wondering how to get to that shining sea. Everybody knows it's a hard time living on a minimum wage. Oh, some people just gonna sneak on through, others gotta rattle that cage. One of these days gonna find my way or else just disappear. But I'm down here in the filth and squalor, all I wanna do is stomp and holler. Listen to the young girl scream. Every time I get a little bit of luck, you gotta wake up from a poor man's dream. Heaven only knows how we get there after all the trouble and the strife. From all I see, you only get one shot at what you're gonna do in this life. Oh, what the hell, guess I might as well take a chance and try my way. I'm like James Brown, only white and taller, and all I wanna do is stomp and holler.
Hayes Carl joins us in studio today, KXT 91.7. Stomp and Holler from his new K-Mag Yo-Yo album. Very, very nice. Love that Gibson guitar, too. How old is that?
This is 10 years old now. I bought it on the day I started recording my first record. I used to play these kind of beat-up $100 pawn shop guitars, which was, you know, when you live on the beach, it's best not to have an expensive instrument. I found that I can get in bad shape really quickly. But I was starting to get opening gigs playing for Sisters Morales or Ray Wiley Hubbard, and different people would kind of start taking me out on the road. And a couple of them said, "Man, Hayes, we love you, but we like having you out on the shows. But we're not going to be able to take you out if you don't find a decent instrument, because it was just sort of embarrassing for everybody involved because my guitars didn't sound very good. So anyway, the day that I went in to make my first record, I got some money together and bought this, and it's served me for 10 years and a couple thousand shows now.
Some songwriters are kind of sentimental, would rather write their music like on their first guitars. Did you write the new album on that guitar?
On this one?
Yeah.
Somewhat, yeah. I've never been one of those guys that like collected instruments. I've been fortunate in that way. It's like, sometimes you can't walk by a guitar store without, you know, dropping their mortgage payment. I got really lucky with this one, and I've never strayed from her. I've got my first guitar that I ever owned is a Alvarez 12 string that a friend of mine sat on in New Orleans when I was 17 and broke it. And it sat on the shelf for about 10 years, for like 15 years. And a few years back, a bass player buddy of mine hooked it up to become a baritone acoustic. And I do a lot of my writing on that. There's something about those low sounds and the big soft strings that makes it more conducive to sitting at home late at night and writing my poetry.
Yeah. For the new album, it's fascinating. You had all or most of the music first, and then you wrote the lyrics to that. How'd you go about that?
Yeah, for a good part of it, that was the way I did it this time. I'd always kind of been that guy, you know, sit up with an acoustic guitar and my four chords and kind of started with the lyrics first. And I always felt like I was losing something on the musical side of it by not making that as, you know, an equal partner and in the process. And so this time I got together with my band, who are all, you know, much better musicians than I am, and kind of, you know, talked out some of the ideas I wanted and just started playing with them and kind of got these musical bases and then tried to write to that so that they were a little more symbiotic and rather than just go in with these lyrics and a couple chords and say, you know, make this sound good. We kind of went in with music that tied in with the lyrics in a lot of ways, which was fun, you know, just to expand on that a little bit.
Hayes Carl joins us here in the studio, 91.7 KXT, and the new album's called K-Mag Yo-Yo. What are we going to hear next?
I'll do this song here. I wrote my buddy John Evans, who's going to be opening the show for us tomorrow night, and it's called, a hot summer day in the city, and it's called Grand Parade. Another Sunday on the corner of the neighborhood, not a single cloud in the sky. I'm just peeling off the labels and I'm feeling good, watching all this life go by. Now there's music from the window of the record store. Kids are running wild in the heat. It couldn't get much better with my life and the weather till I saw you walking down the street. And now, girl, you got me thinking about you and about me. So many things I'd like to say. Like, girl, I wanna get you, wanna get my picture with you, so that everybody around here can see us living in this grand parade. Just another Sunday in the neighborhood. I'm leaving worries right where they lie. I'm just joking with the fellas and I'm feeling good, watching all this life go by. Now I thought I knew pretty from the magazines and the girls I used to meet on the town. But you got me burning numbers and I'm picking out rings. You better looking at my buddy's hands down. a night, girl. You got me thinking about you and about me. So many things I'd like to say. Like, girl, I just can't hide it. You're getting me excited. I'm thinking about all of the things we can see. Just living in this grand parade. Just another Sunday in the neighborhood. I got you sitting right by my side. We're just laughing with our friends and I'm feeling good. We're watching all this life go by. Yeah, we're watching all this life go by.
Hayes Carl's in the studio with us today, 91.7 KXT Grand Parade from his K-Mag Yo-Yo album. Very, very nice.
Thank you.
So early on, you turned down a multi-album deal with Sugar Hill Records. Why?
Oh, I'd put out my first record, so I'd licensed it to a label out of Houston called Compadre, which was a sort of upstart label, I'd made this record and was going to put it out on my own, but I didn't know anything about the record business, and so it worked out really well. I learned a lot through that first record, and sort of taught me what it takes to put out an album and what all goes into it. And because when you don't know anything about it, it seems like, you know, running, being the president or something. There's a lot of stuff that you assume is just way over your head, and then you get into it and you're like, oh, well, not that being the president would probably be easy, but you know, you get in there and that curtain is taken down and you say, oh, I can actually do this by myself, you know? And so, I was talking to a couple labels at the time and they were great labels and had good rosters and stuff. But, I just felt a lot more confident, in my own ability to do it. Not that I, you know, really knew what I was doing, but I didn't want to take the risk of my career, fate, and life sort of being in somebody else's hands. And I couldn't get that confirmation from anybody to where I felt comfortable that they were going to do it the way it needed to be done. So I just decided to put out the record on my own, and it ended up being a really good decision, and it worked well for me with that record. And then when the time came for my next one, I was free to do what I wanted, and Lost Highway came along and seemed like the right fit.
You're going to be on a tribute album to Guy Clark, comes out this November.
Yeah.
What did Guy Clark mean to you musically and your songwriting?
Well, Guy was one of those that I wasn't familiar with growing up. I mean, I knew the name, but, you know, I was a casual fan. And then it was more that when I started, you know, kind of tracking down the path of songwriters to see, okay, who was Dylan influenced by, or who was Christofferson influenced by, and I'd find my heroes and kind of work backwards to see them, you know, which guys had turned on who, and so that's and that's when I started kind of realizing his influence and talent, and I started really getting into Guy as a fan, and then but also as a writer, just kind of watching the kind of craftsman he was. And I had a chance to get to write with him a couple times, and we wrote one song on my Little Rock record called Rivertown. And it was just this really amazing experience, you know, to be sitting there with a guy who is a, you know, he's a master craftsman.
Yeah.
I mean, I tend to just try and rhyme and hope that you know, it makes sense at the end of the song. And I remember writing with Guy, and I thought we had finished. And I was in a hotel in New Braunfels. I'd hold up for like a week to try and do some writing. And he called me up and wanted to go over, you know, changes to the song, you know, a couple weeks later, which is something I would never do. Like, when I get it done, I'm ready to move on with my life. And he was so meticulous about it. And those changes ended up being really crucial to the song. And it made me kind of understand that it is it is inspiration, but it's also a craft. And that you have to work at it.
Hayes Carl joins us in studio again. Thanks once again for stopping by. I really appreciate it for coming back by.
Yeah, well, thank you all for having me. It's always fun being here, and looking forward to playing tomorrow night. We'll have the full band out, so it'll be a little more upbeat.
Can you play one more song for us?
Sure. I'll do this here. It's totally inappropriate. It's for Dallas in July. This is a Christmas song. Well, we'd all head to Waco for the birth of our Lord. My folks and my brother in an 82 Ford. We'd pull in the driveway filled up with cars, old aunts and old uncles. Lord, I see stars. Then we'd run to the kitchen, you know, kids and their games. Play fetch with old Buster, call each other names. Aunt Betty'd be singing while supper was cooking. We'd unwrap the gifts when no one was looking. And let us all gather round. Grandpa say the blessing. Aunt Jane, she fell asleep. Mary Kay burned the dressing. But we got all of our friends and family here. And I'm grateful for Christmas this year. This year we're in Houston. Let's all get together. Man, I almost saw snow. Can you believe this weather? Who's gonna be here? Uncle Frank can't make it. And since Grandpa died, I don't know if Nana can take it. But this present's a sweater, and the pie don't taste right. Dad and the TV are starting to fight. I wish I had a drink or maybe a dozen. Lord, what I'd give for one good-looking cousin. Let us all gather round. Dad, you say the blessing. Aunt Jane, she fell asleep. Mary Kay forgot the dressing. But we got all of our friends and family here. And I'm grateful for Christmas this year. Hey, Mom, how you doing? Yeah, I miss him, too. Nah, the Christmas lights don't make your hair look blue. The cousins ain't coming. John's overseas. And I guess my wife loves her folks more than me. But the ladies from the church said they might stop by. I brought you this picture. Oh, Mama, don't cry. Let's play cards and watch the news channel. I love you, too. Thanks for the flannel. Let us all gather round. I guess I'll say the blessing. Aunt Jane, she fell asleep, and I never cared for dressing. But we got all of our friends and family here. And I'm grateful for Christmas this year. Yeah, I'm grateful for Christmas this year.
Well, what a great song. Hayes Carl in studio with us. Grateful for Christmas. Quick to become a holiday classic, I'm sure.
Yeah, for the more depressed family gatherings.
Be sure to go see Hayes Carl Saturday night at the House of Blues here in Dallas. Latest album again called K-Mag Yo-Yo. Hayes Carl, thanks so much for stopping by again.
My pleasure.
You're listening to 91.7 KXT.